Okay, welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for Friday, January 3rd, 2025. I have to remind myself, it's 2025 now. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Mike Adams. Really appreciate your support. Here's what we have in store for you today. I've got just two special reports to share with you. The first is called Joe Biden is committing a blatant act of economic sabotage against America by cutting off oil extraction. Yes, Joe Biden is trying to kneecap this country. He's trying to cause food inflation, food scarcity. He's literally trying to starve children in America by permanently cutting off huge areas of our coastal waters from oil exploration and energy extraction. This is designed to cripple the economy, to sabotage America in the same way that the Biden regime sabotaged Western Europe by blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines. This is also a way to try to throw Trump a curveball, let's say, or really more of an economic disaster to make things as bad as possible as Trump gets sworn in, so that inflation is bad and gas prices go up and the American people suffer. And then the Democrats can point to Trump and say, look how bad of a president he is. But of course, the Democrats are putting this in place specifically to sabotage America so that they can blame Trump. I mean, that's how vile these Democrats are. This just shows the depths of their sinister, evil ways. Like, they would hurt the people of America just to try to make Trump look bad. So I've got a special report on that coming up. It's about 30 minutes. Oh, also I want to say, here in this broadcast, okay, like this part of the broadcast is not captioned, but for the special reports now, which we typically call the HRR or Health Ranger reports, all of those reports are now captioned. So we've been using AI technology to both illustrate the special reports, to have storyboards that help illustrate what I'm talking about, and then English captioning that makes it very easy to follow along and read it. So I've wanted to do that for many years for the hearing impaired. And now, because of AI technology, which is really enhancing productivity of a lot of smaller publishers and independent creative content creators, we're able to do that now, you know, relatively quickly and affordably. So all the special reports are captioned now, and they have really interesting illustrations as well. You'll see, if you watch one of them, like coming up here, you'll see the illustrations are pretty interesting. And it's really cool because it's an AI system that chooses the illustrations, that actually creates them. Now, we use an illustration style, not a photorealistic style, because I don't want to mislead anybody into thinking that these are real photographs. Even though AI engines could create things that look like real photographs, I don't want to do that. So I use illustration styles so that you know this is something that is an attempted depiction of the concepts that I'm talking about. So you'll see color illustrations, or sometimes watercolor or sketch art or things like that. Maybe oil painting styles, who knows? But you'll see illustrations, and you'll know that they are illustrations, not photographs. All right, the second report coming up here is entitled Why Western Governments Are Forced to Depopulate Their Own Nations to Maintain Power. And this presents the real conundrum now facing Western nations that are on the verge of bankruptcy and also on the verge of public revolts. And they have decided that they need to, from their point of view, given that they don't care about people, they don't care about humanity, they have no morals or values whatsoever. So they've decided they need to basically exterminate the majority of their own people in order for the governments to stay financially solvent and to stay in power. So that special report talks about that in great detail. It's a little gloomy, but it ends with a positive message that encourages you to realize how easy it is to survive that effort. The governments are going to go after the, let's say, the lower strata, the low-hanging fruit of the groups that I call the easy-to-kill or easy-to-cull groups. Those are the obedient people. Those are the morons still wearing masks. They're still out there. Yeah. Those are the people who still do what they're told. Like, the government's going to tell them, yeah, go down to the pharmacy and take a death shot And the people say, okay. And they'll run down there and they'll just commit suicide. And then, you know, the Democrats will blame Trump or something as everybody's falling over dead. It's Trump's fault. It's the climate death, even though it's people who just got, you know, vaccinated. But whatever, it's pretty easy to not be that stupid, it turns out. So it's not actually going to be difficult to survive the global culling. That's the good news in all of this. If I mean, it's a silver lining to a dark cloud, admittedly, but it's not hard to be hard to kill, it turns out. All you have to do is never be obedient to the government. Never believe the media. Never believe the CDC. Never believe the FDA. They are always, always, freaking always lying to you. When you get that through your head, then surviving the global culling is pretty darn easy. You just don't do what they want you to do. They say take a jab, don't take the jab. They say, here, eat the Soylent Green, don't eat the Soylent Green. They say pesticides are safe and good for you. They're not. Whatever they tell you to do, oh, here, put all your money in this safe asset that's run by the Treasury. Don't do it. Whatever they tell you to do, do the opposite and you'll live. It really is that simple now. It really is that simple. Even under a Trump presidency, he doesn't control every department of the government. He could spend a lifetime trying to reform all the departments. Trump is one guy in the Oval Office. He doesn't control all the death agendas of all the other departments. They're still all trying to kill you. All those agencies, the EPA, the FDA, the CDC, they're all trying to kill you. The USDA, they're in bed with the pesticide companies. The EPA allows biosludge toxic waste to be spread on farms across America. Think about it. The EPA is also in bed with the toxic herbicide and pesticide companies. They want you to be poisoned. The EPA tried to declare carbon dioxide to be a poison. They tried to collapse the biosphere of the planet by shutting down photosynthesis, which requires carbon dioxide. I mean, the EPA is a death cult. It's a death cult agency of the federal government. We should eliminate the EPA. We should eliminate all those agencies I just mentioned. Shut them all down. Fire all the workers. Send them all home. Shut down the agencies. And then unleash economic abundance for the American people. It really is that simple. You know, sometimes the solutions are not complex. You don't have to argue about policy. Like sometimes I hear that RFK Jr. is going to go in as HHS, and I support his efforts, but you could spend a lifetime arguing about policy. Well, let's change this rule and that rule and this one. Hey, I have a better idea. Shut it all down. Cut the entire FDA. End it. End every federal agency other than the FAA, because we do need some rules for airplanes, right? But end the ATF, the DEA. Well, maybe we need the FCC to declare which frequencies should be used for broadcast transmissions possible. But I think people could figure that out without a government agency, frankly. So yeah, end the FCC too, but almost across the board, end all the agencies. That's how you get back to health and freedom and abundance. It really is that simple. You don't need to bicker about policies. You just need to end the entire agency. I mean, for example, if Trump nominated me to run HHS, it's very simple. My job is done in one day. If I get nominated, I come in and like, hey, you're head of HHS. What are you going to do? Oh, it's very simple. Where do I sign a document that ends HHS? Shut it all down, sell off all the buildings and assets, send everybody home. You're done. Goodbye. My job is done here. I'm, you know, one day, mission accomplished. It really is that easy. You don't need HHS. You don't need the CDC. You don't need any of these agencies. You don't need the NIH. For God's sake, you don't need the NIH. What a corrupt agency. You don't need the NIAID. You don't need more Faucis, more bioweapons criminals sprouting out of the bureaucracy. No, we don't need any more of that. End the agencies. And the good news is they're all going to end sooner or later anyway when the dollar collapses. And that's going to be a very positive day for the world, actually, believe it or not, because there's so much damage and terrorism and psychological trauma caused by the dollar and the dollar's use for psychological operations and propaganda and to pay money to weapons companies and big pharma and vaccine manufacturers and foreign aid and all this stuff. It's all because of the dollar printing. You end the dollar. I mean, it's going to end itself. You don't even have to lift a finger. They're going to blow it out all by itself. And that source of evil is done. So here's what we're going to do. I've got a new song. I don't know if you've heard it, but I'm going to play it for you here. It's called Where the Money Go, Joe. And it's a new rap song that I created. Wrote all the lyrics actually a couple years ago, but finally put the song together thanks to Suno. And got all the vocals and instruments, everything just the way I want it. And I put out a music video. And again, it's called Where the Money Go, Joe. And then following that music video, we'll have the special report. Joe Biden committing the blatant act of economic sabotage against America by cutting off oil extraction. And then following that, the second report today. There's no interview today. I won't run an interview tomorrow or this weekend. I'll run an interview on Monday. And we're going to have captions for the interviews beginning Monday. At least that's the plan. For all interviews in the coming year will be captioned in English. And we're experimenting with automatic translations into Espanol and other possible languages. We'll see how that goes. I don't know about German, because German expands the words. Like, I don't know, those of you who are Germans, what is it about your word expansion thing? You can take an English word and then you have to add like 50 letters and then it becomes a German word. You know, it's like in English, there's a word like printer. And then in German, it's like Druckenhofenhoffenberger or whatever. It's like, wow, how did that translation get so wide? Like an English book is 50 pages. German translation, 150 pages. It's like, what do you guys do with all those extra letters? Do you burn them for heat in the winter or something? It's a lot of extra letters. I'm shocked that wasn't the guy who invented the press, Gutenberg, wasn't he German? I'm shocked that they had enough paper in Germany to run the printing presses, considering how many letters the German words require. No wonder books were so expensive back then. All right, I'm kidding. I hope you appreciate my multicultural humor. For those of you who are listening from Germany, we love you. Thank you for your support. And I do feel sorry for the situation you're in with your insanely retarded leadership there, but we're all kind of in the same boat, right? I mean, we just escaped living another 4 years of hell under the Biden regime, or the Kamala regime in that case. I feel sorry for those of you in Canada. You're suffering under Castro or Justin Castro Trudeau. I really feel sorry for those of you living in New Zealand and Australia, become totalitarian police states run by freaking globalist lunatics. So I guess I feel sorry for all of humanity at this point. We're all living under tyranny. That's got to change. So spread the truth. Stay informed. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my commentary and interviews at brighteon.com. And folks, you know, behave with morality. Practice good ethics. Is it too much for me to say maybe read the Bible every once in a while, like learn what God wants us to do here in this world, or find a way to be a more moral person wherever possible to help contribute to humanity in some way that counts, and like we're doing by sharing information, sharing knowledge, speaking the truth is an act of defiance against evil, for example. So do what is necessary to help make human civilization sustainable and abundant. And maybe together we can help unleash a new golden age, but it won't involve following any Democrats or authoritarians or tyrants, that's for sure. So enjoy the special reports here, and I'll be back with you, I don't know, tomorrow or the next day or Monday at the latest, but enjoy these reports. Take care.
Hey, Joe, where the money go, Joe? After 4 years of nothing but lies, you're still sending billions to everyone else while we barely survive. Barely survive.
Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey money flow, Joe. I think you're crooked, you gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. $100 billion on the way to Ukraine. Half a million homeless in the USA. 20 million addicts taking pills for pain. Even though the lies are different, it's the same thing. $1 trillion bailout, make a banker payday. Technocratic fascists make you say what they say. Inner city cops screaming mayday, cause shit going crazy on the daily. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Bitches on the street turning tricks for cash. Hunter Biden banging hookers, trading crack for ass. Janet yelling, printing cash, but it don't last. Cause the more they bail, the more the banks crash. Drag queens twerking in them baby faces. Propaganda war pushing hate for races. Local DAs keep dropping the cases for murders, arson, and rape says. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Dead homies with a needle in a parking lot. Dead babies in the womb that they mother forgot. Dead vaccine victims took the clot shot. Depopulation like clockwork, work, work. Inflation, where you gonna get work? Economic damnation for hella sure. Forced eviction, you living in your van while the woke ass doctors claim a woman is a man. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Think about the pain they putting us through. They rigging the game no matter what we do. If it stays the same, it's only us to blame. Let's tell the fraudsters the game is through. If we fail, you know they're coming for you. Your mothers, your daughters, and your sisters too. Alex Jones and the Health Ranger, they knew. And they risked it all just trying to warn you. Just trying to warn you too. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
Even God know what you did before, Joe. You betrayed America.
Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com. And today we have an act of terrorism being carried out against the United States of America by Joe Biden and the Biden regime. At least that's my assessment of it. He is about to sign an executive order invoking a 70-year-old law that will permanently block energy exploration from many offshore areas, which in essence, the federal government is seizing and saying they're now federal lands. And then Biden's signature on this executive order will state that there can be no drilling, no energy extraction from any of these, quote, federal lands. And this is clearly designed as an act of terrorism to harm the United States economy and to make it extremely difficult for President Trump to achieve any kind of economic greatness because, of course, affordable energy is the key to economic growth. Affordable energy is the key to affordable food. It's the key to businesses being able to function and expand. It's the key to manufacturing, and it's the key to transportation. And just as we have seen globalist-oriented suicidal leaders of Western Europe committing economic suicide in their own countries, like Germany and France, the United Kingdom and others, we're now seeing Joe Biden clearly under the command of those same globalists carrying out the same act of extreme sabotage against the United States of America. Bloomberg News has covered this in great detail, saying that the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act protects this executive order from Trump trying to reverse it because there is a law behind this. Again, a 70-year-old law. It was first signed in 1953.
makes it very difficult for Trump to reverse this. Barack Obama, another saboteur against America, also used this act to halt energy exploration from about 125 million acres of the Atlantic Ocean and the Arctic. And Trump tried to challenge this, but a court rejected his plea in 2019. Now, to understand how critical this is and what an act of sabotage Joe Biden and the Democrats are pulling off here, you got to understand that under Trump, America was a net exporter of energy. America had an energy surplus. And what that did is it allowed America to achieve energy independence. So America did not depend on energy from the Middle East or energy that was transported through the Strait of Hormuz near Iran, for example. Basically, under Trump, we had so much domestic energy production that we did not need to waste hundreds of billions of dollars meddling in wars in the Middle East. We could produce the energy we needed at home. But what Biden has done, he hasn't eliminated the need to consume energy, right? People still need air conditioning. Factories still need electricity to run machines and air compressors and so on. What Biden is doing is making America dependent on the Middle East, which is intentionally designed, I believe, to sink America into the quagmire of Middle Eastern geopolitics, which is a horrific mishmash of catastrophic disasters. Basically, Joe Biden is kneecapping America like a mafia boss would take a baseball bat to somebody's knees so that they couldn't ever run again or even walk again. Yeah, that's what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing to America, or attempting to do. And this is going to make energy a lot more expensive. It's going to cause more inflation under Trump. It's going to cause food prices to remain high. It's going to increase the cost of transportation, and it's going to decrease national security, which comes from domestic energy production. Now, this move by Joe Biden is also going to help Russia. So for all the times that the Democrats accused Trump of working with Russia, which was always a false accusation, this act by Joe Biden is actually going to hurt Russia, and here's why. When energy prices go up, Russia, which is possibly the largest exporter of energy in the world at this point, Russia gains from that windfall of profit. When oil is high, Russia exports more oil. When natural gas is high, Russia exports more gas. And when there are diesel shortages or diesel price spikes in the world, Russia can export actual refined diesel as well. Trump's strategy to actually sort of hurt Russia or to punish Russia is to help make global energy a lot less expensive. In other words, to domestically produce energy in the United States, driving down the global price of oil, thereby depriving Russia of the obscene profits that it's currently gaining, which is actually funding Russia's military machine. And from Trump's point of view, it's a two-for-one bonus situation, because he can both impair Russia's ability to collect revenues on energy while at the same time bringing down food inflation and making businesses more successful in America, making farming more profitable, making transportation more affordable, etc. Remember, energy drives modern economies. Affordable energy makes economies prosper. Expensive energy leads to recessions and depressions. And if energy becomes expensive enough or scarce enough, it leads to an implosion or a collapse of that economy. And that's exactly what's happening right now in Germany. Germany's industrial base is in a state of collapse. Similar situation is occurring in France right now, and also to some extent in the United Kingdom. And why is that happening? Well, because Joe Biden approved the order of the U.S. Navy blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline in order to deprive Western Europe of Russian gas from the Gazprom company that pushed natural gas through those pipelines, the pipelines that go along the bottom of the Baltic Sea. And the U.S. Navy ran an operation there called Balt Ops, short for Baltic Operations. And they sent deep sea divers down to plant explosives on the Nord Stream pipelines, and they blew them up. So Joe Biden promised to do that on the record, on video. He promised to do it. Victoria Nuland promised to do it. Numerous officials in the Biden regime promised to do that, and then they made good on their promise, and they blew it up after February 22nd of 2022, when Russia launched its special military operation against Ukraine. So the Biden regime has a history of sabotage of energy supplies against its own allies, Western Europe in this case. So we shouldn't be surprised when Joe Biden is also carrying out a similar act of sabotage against the United States of America. Except in this domestic case, Joe Biden doesn't have to blow up a pipeline. All he has to do is seize up millions of acres, hundreds of millions of acres of federal waters, and halt energy exploration in those areas that are energy rich. And that's exactly what he is doing. It is a direct, and I would say a criminal act of sabotage against the United States of America. This is an act that, as I said, is going to benefit Russia substantially, which is a strategic enemy currently of the United States. It's also going to harm the American people who are experiencing food scarcity and hunger, because it's going to make food less affordable. So it's going to increase the number of people who suffer from food insecurity or even famine in some cases. It's going to increase the number of people lining up at food banks. It's going to make children go hungry in America. And this is what the Democrats do. Democrats destroy everything that they touch. They deliberately sought to destroy America. That's why they kept the border wide open, to allow America to be invaded with drug cartels and human trafficking, weapons trafficking, and even terrorism. And this is also why Democrats are kneecapping the domestic energy production pipelines in the United States. It's also why Joe Biden, on his very first day in office as the fake president back in January of 2021, the very first thing he did was he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have provided relatively affordable and safe transportation of energy molecules to right where they need to go, into the industrial centers and energy centers of the heartland of America, or really the southeastern region and along the East Coast. But in terms of a heartland, I mean kind of an industrial heartland of America. I don't mean the geographic heartland, but you get my point. Joe Biden has been sabotaging America from day one, literally from day one. And the Democrats say, well, this is necessary to protect the environment. That's a lie. They know it's a lie. Their climate cultism is all a fraud. Carbon dioxide is not a poison. It is a beneficial miracle molecule for our planet. Without CO2, trees would die. Without CO2, food crops could not produce food. They could not even live. Without CO2, the oceans would die. All life, as we know it, on this planet would collapse without carbon dioxide in the air, and we barely have enough CO2 in the air. Barely over 400 parts per million. It's a tiny, tiny percentage of the overall concentration of atmospheric chemicals. We could use a lot more CO2. If we had higher levels of CO2, which comes from burning fossil fuels for energy, then we would have greater crop production, more efficient photosynthesis, and as scientific studies have shown, the crops that grow in higher CO2 actually have higher levels of nutrition. Because, of course, plants synthesize so-called phytonutrients using CO2 and plant metabolism, and of course sunlight and water, which is all part of photosynthesis. So higher levels of CO2 would not only make farming easier, it would make food more affordable, it would also make food more nutritious. One of the greatest gifts to our world today would be literally burning more fossil fuels to release more CO2 that has been trapped underneath the ground. Releasing more of that CO2 into the atmosphere would make food more abundant, more affordable, and more nutritious. And these are scientific facts. And the Democrats, they know this.
but they want to harm America. They want to hurt children. That's why they traffic children. That's why they mutilate children with transgenderism. They want to harm children. They ritualistically murder children with their abortion policies. So don't be surprised when they want to cut off energy, when they want to starve children, when they actively seek to make food less nutritious in order to promote learning disabilities and to promote chronic degenerative disease beginning at a very young age. The Democrat Party is a party of sinister, anti-human demons who want to bring about economic destruction, spiritual destruction, cultural destruction, geographic destruction, and of course, economic devastation ultimately to the United States of America. So Joe Biden signing this law, this order invoking the Shelf Lands Act, this is just another example of Democrats functioning as terrorists. Terrorists against we, the people of the United States of America. Now, fortunately, the Democrats lost the recent election. Fortunately, we are only a few weeks now from Trump being sworn in as president. And fortunately, regardless of what you think about Trump and all the other policies, Trump is pro-America energy. And he's bringing in people in his cabinet who also support energy production, energy exploration in America. And that is a very important thing. In fact, if we are to compete with the other nations for the future of our world, we're going to have to compete in areas such as artificial intelligence that require massive data centers that use enormous amounts of energy. And this is why some of the high-tech companies are actually contracting with companies that run nuclear facilities to take the output of an entire nuclear power plant and funnel it into a data center to do AI research, AI development, AI hosting for inference output and similar things. And this is actually really important for the United States to be able to compete with China and to compete with Russia. Russia and China have just announced an AI framework partnership where they're going to work together to build AI systems that vastly outcompete anything that the United States can build. China is emerging right now as the world leader in AI models. They have companies that are putting out open source models right now that are equivalent to the very high-end corporate models such as OpenAI or Anthropic or other models in the United States. China is putting them out for free. China is able to train these models or build them using vast amounts of energy and computational power for two simple reasons. Number one, because energy is cheap in China. It's very affordable because China is not dumb enough to cut off its own domestic energy supply, like Biden is doing to the United States. And secondly, China has massive high-tech manufacturing scalability and economics of scale so that China can produce the microchips, or the GPUs as they're called, the graphics processing units, that are able to carry out the compute that's necessary to achieve the high-density training, knowledge training, token training of these large language models, which are now morphing into reasoning-oriented AI systems that can literally think step-by-step through a process and explain the process of how they came to a conclusion, and they are now outthinking the smartest humans on the planet. The inputs into AI are energy. I mean, primarily energy, but of course, microchip fabrication know-how. Now, the leading company in that space right now is a Taiwan company known as NVIDIA, but China is rapidly moving forward in this area, and even the economic sanctions against China that have been placed on it by the United States, trying to halt China's acquisition of microchip fabrication equipment, for example, lithography equipment, that is not working. China is outmaneuvering those sanctions, and China is building amazing microprocessors for its mobile phones and for its AI training data centers. But the fact that China has energy that's so affordable, in some cases, one-fifth the cost of energy in the United States, means that China can produce AI training for a fraction of the cost of a U.S. company. So you see how Joe Biden
is committing economic sabotage against America. He is making America, by hampering America's energy exploration, he is making America less able to compete with China on AI, less able to strategically compete against Russia in terms of economics and military funding, because remember, higher energy prices allows Russia to have more money to fund its own military. And at the same time, this is going to cause Americans to pay more for food, which is going to increase food insecurity and food scarcity, especially for those at the lower income strata, which is the impoverished Americans that for some reason still vote Democrat. The Democrat Party hates their own voters. They hate children. They hate America. They hate economic abundance. They hate economic freedom. They hate Trump so much that they are willing to commit acts of economic terrorism against this country just to try to make Trump look bad. That's how evil the Democrats have become, or as I call them, the demon rats. That's how evil they are. Meanwhile, they falsely claim to have the moral high ground in all of this. They claim they're protecting the environment. No, they're not. They're destroying a nation is what they're doing. They're causing starvation. They're causing inflation. And they're making it very difficult for America to compete against other countries such as China. So, interestingly, Trump has a solution to all of this. And it does not involve invoking some kind of legal maneuver about this 70-year-old law. You know what the solution is? It's the same solution that Trump will probably be forced to invoke in order to clear America's debt, the $36 trillion in national debt. The solution, although admittedly radical, the solution is clear. You default on the debt, you bankrupt the United States of America as it exists, and in its place, you launch a new nation with a new currency. A brand new nation, the American Republic, let's say. New currency backed partially by gold, and also a currency that the government cannot counterfeit. That would be key. And then you no longer have the 70-year-old law, do you? And you no longer have the debt, do you? You literally announce a debt jubilee, and yes, the economic devastation of that would be widespread in the short term, but very quickly then the new nation would no longer be hampered by all these policies of the Democrats that have tried to sabotage this country. And we could get down to business, extracting energy from the lands that the United States of America has access to, and building a new honest money system, which would create economic abundance, ending the federal income tax forever, eliminating the IRS completely, firing 90% plus of all federal workers. They don't hardly work anyway. And you would shrink the size of government and unleash a golden age era of economic abundance, ingenuity, creativity, manufacturing, and exports out of the United States of America. You could create a new golden age. All you have to do is end the old system and bring in a new nation with a new currency. And that's going to happen anyway, because the dollar is going to collapse under the weight of its own debt and the unfunded liabilities, the obligations that are owed to the American people over, what, $225 trillion at this point. And you might say, well, what about all the people that are owed all this money? Well, they're not going to get that money anyway, because the government's just printing currency, which is devaluing the dollar anyway. So if you think you're going to collect a certain amount per month in Social Security, before long, as if we just stay on the current course, the national debt is going to be $51 trillion in just 4 years. The dollar is going to be worth almost nothing anyway. You might get $1,000 a month from Social Security, or even, let's say, $3,000 a month. And what can you buy with it? Maybe like one shopping cart of groceries. Maybe that's it. Or eventually, you know, a loaf of bread. The dollar is going away anyway. What you need to do is structure a system so that people don't have to pay taxes, so that food is affordable, so that America is economically self-reliant and energy independent, and you've got to get rid of all of the sabotage that the Democrats inflicted upon this nation, because they deliberately tried to bring down America. And the way out of that is to essentially do a restructuring, the same way
a company would restructure under, you know, bankruptcy laws, a Chapter 11 restructuring, where you can still function, but everything switches over to a new, basically a new accounting system. And in that new accounting system, if it's honest money, then the people would be able to keep what they earned. And instead of having poverty and starvation, you would have so much abundance that all the people who are needy would be helped and covered by those who have so much abundance, who are willing to share and give. People like you and me, my church, for example, has made hundreds of thousands of dollars in food donations and much more on the way. And if we could just keep what we earn, we would gladly run food banks and help people with clean, healthy food. And there are many, many examples of community organizations and nonprofits and churches and just well-off people who would help others. It's a mistake to think that the government has to step in and help everybody, that the government has to pay everybody. The only reason that people can't afford food or afford rent or afford health insurance is because of the government, because of all these insane policies that people like Joe Biden and the Democrats have put in place. That's why everything is unaffordable. You get rid of that system, replace it with a better system, a fresh, clean start with a new system. And then suddenly you have price deflation. Food becomes more affordable. You have rent deflation, real estate deflation. You have everything becoming more affordable as energy is more affordable as well. And just to be clear, as I wrap up this special report, I'm an American, I'm a Texan, and I am 100% pro-domestic energy. Energy is the lifeblood of our economy. Making it less affordable and less available is an act of sabotage against this nation. That's what Biden is doing. And what Trump will attempt to do is to make energy more readily available, more abundant, more affordable. If he is successful, we will see prices of diesel and gasoline and barrels of oil and everything else fall. Even natural gas can fall. Heating oil, for those of you in the Northeast, can also fall under Trump if he is successful. So if you want to live a life of abundance, you want to live a life in a nation that has abundant energy. And another key benefit of oil and natural gas, I mean, natural gas is incredibly clean. Oil can be handled carefully, and when it's piped through pipelines, it's much safer than being transported by other means, by the way. Pipelines are the safest way per barrel mile to transport oil. But oil, unlike solar panels and wind farms, oil does not require rare earth minerals from China, from mines in China or the Democratic Republic of Congo. Doesn't require all these rare elements that come from other countries. And don't tell me that solar panels are the solution. They're not. One hailstorm takes out the whole field. They're toast. And it turns out, imagine this, solar panels don't produce energy when the sun isn't shining. Huh. A lot of countries in Western Europe are finding this out right now. There's no wind and there's no sun. And so they have no energy because they've abandoned the reliable sources of fossil fuels that they could have had that are actually abundant in certain parts of Western Europe, but they have abandoned their own energy supplies and they've turned to solar and wind, which is not reliable and not scalable. And the energy from solar and wind is not easily or economically storable. Whereas I can have a tank of diesel or a pile of coal that is just ready, or train cars filled with coal, ready to scale up in a coal-fired power plant with scrubbers to keep the emissions very clean, by the way. But I can scale up that energy supply as there is demand from consumers on a, let's say, a really cold winter night and everybody's turning on their space heaters. Well, on a cold winter night, when everybody's turning on their space heaters, there's no solar energy, obviously. The sun's not out. And if there's no wind blowing, there's no wind energy. So what do you get? You get a grid collapse if you don't have fossil fuels. You want to have a reliable power grid? You want to live in a first world nation and not a third world crap hole where everything breaks all the time? Well, then you want fossil fuels. Fossil fuels is what drives the economy, drives farming, drives transportation, all these things I've mentioned. It also drives international shipping, the cost efficiency
of shipping cargo on sea lanes. That's all driven by fossil fuels. Those aren't sailboats out there, folks, that are moving, you know, 10,000 containers at a time. They're not sailboats. They're ships that burn bunker fuel. Every non-Western nation in the world understands this. India knows energy is key to its economy. China knows energy is key. Russia knows. And think about who's getting cut off from energy in Europe right now. Moldova is freaking out over this situation involving Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine is cutting off Western European countries from energy supplies and then blaming Russia. And these nations are freaking out because without energy, they're toast. They're done. Can't exist without energy. You know, Korea knows it needs energy. Japan knows it needs energy. Brazil understands it needs energy. Iran knows. You know, Lebanon knows. All these countries know, but not the Western countries, because they've all become energy illiterate, and they think that energy magically flows from solar panels 24 hours a day, which is not physically possible. And they've shut down fossil fuels, and now here we go with Joe Biden trying to sabotage our domestic energy supply even more. So it's just more proof that Biden, he's been part of a crime family, a criminal cartel, rigged the 2020 election, falsified his victory, occupied the White House, impersonated a president, and is still gaslighting the nation. And perhaps the very first thing Trump should do is legitimately expose the rigged 2020 election, expose the fact that Joe Biden was never president, and nullify everything that Joe Biden ever signed, which would include this limitation of energy exploration. I mean, there's another solution. Just set the record straight and nullify the 2020 election and correct the record, because Joe Biden didn't win that. We know that now. So many people have come out and admitted that they took part in the rigging. And, you know, statistically, it's always been obvious how it was rigged. We even know the mechanisms of the rigging. So we'll see where all this goes. We'll see. In the meantime, you would probably best be served by growing more of your own food, becoming more self-reliant, because if the sabotage of the Democrats is successful, food will be more expensive, the power grid will become less reliable. So it's not a bad idea for you to have like backup solar panels at home combined with an energy storage system. I mean, that works at a household scale, doesn't work at a grid scale. You know, you can't store enough energy in batteries on the grid to power people's, you know, clothes dryers and air conditioners and everything else. Even at a home scale, you know, emergency solar power for you, it's enough to maybe, you know, charge a laptop, charge mobile phones, charge flashlights, maybe run a computer, maybe run a small refrigerator or a blender occasionally. But you can't run all your HVAC off of solar panels. You know, you'll spend a fortune on the panels and the batteries, and it doesn't really work that well. But on a small scale, solar can be a great backup. That's for sure. So just make sure that you are well prepared for whatever's coming. And if food gets more expensive, then growing your own food is going to have a bigger payoff. You know, you can turn garden seeds into real produce thanks to Mother Nature and God and sunlight and carbon dioxide and photosynthesis and a little bit of water along the way. So it's a good deal. So get prepared. If you want to check out garden seed kits, by the way, just to plug our own store, healthrangerstore.com, we've got garden seeds available there. We also help a company called patriotgreenproducts.com that's listed at rangerdeals.com. They sell a biochar and really high-end green compost and various soil amendments that can help you for springtime planting. It's not too soon to start thinking about that. So again, go to rangerdeals.com and just check out all the special deals we have there with various third-party affiliates, various things that can help you stay prepared and stay alive for whatever's coming. And then pray and support the idea of domestic energy production. We need domestic energy. We need an abundance of it, and we need it to be affordable. So I say support
anybody in the Trump administration that is pro-energy for America, even if you don't agree with them on everything else, and nobody agrees 100% on everything. I know there's a lot of contention right now about H-1B visas and things like that. Hey, guess what? I'm going to focus on how we truly make America great again, and we can start. One of the things we need is abundant domestic energy. So, yes, drill, baby, drill. That's how we get there. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. We're now publishing 4 times per day with a lot of new, powerful, investigative stories that I think you'll find to be just really fascinating and informative on everything from nutrition as well as history and hidden technology, all kinds of things. So check us out, naturalnews.com, and check out more videos from all of our users at brighteon.com. And if you want to stay informed on our social media posts, go to brighteon.social, or you can also follow me on Telegram. My name there is Real Health Ranger, or you can follow me on our decentralized peer-to-peer social media platform that's blockchain-driven, known as brighteon.io. Brighteon.io. So check all those platforms out and spread the word, stay informed, and get prepared. Thank you for listening. God bless America. God bless you all. Take care. Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today's topic is about how governments must achieve global depopulation in order to stay in power themselves. And I find that most of the discussions that people are holding online on Twitter or X, and even in the alternative media or the mainstream media, these discussions, news shows, podcasts, etc., they're all irrelevant to what is actually happening. The big, big picture is that the governments of the world, at least the Western governments, have already come to realize that the only way they can stay solvent is to achieve massive and rapid depopulation. And there's 2 reasons for this. Number one, financially, Western governments are beyond bankrupt. The U.S. is $36 trillion in debt, and it owes nearly $230 trillion in unfunded liabilities or entitlements to the American people, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, as well as federal pensions, and so on. And that is unpayable. It's unfundable unless you just print the dollar to oblivion and destroy the currency, and perhaps that's the plan. But it's so much easier for these governments to just find a way to achieve a rapid die-off. And then, well, those entitlements just magically go away. Those liabilities are off the books, you see. And secondly, as the AI robot takeover and AI agents in software, as that sweeps across the workforce, displacing human workers, you're going to have, in the United States alone, you're going to have at least 100 million human workers that are displaced, perhaps more like 150 million. And those people aren't going to be happy about it. And eventually, they're going to rise up and revolt if they're jobless, unless you pay them off or kill them off as the government. And so those are the only 2 options that the government really has, is pay them off with a universal basic income or kill them off. And I actually think that they're going to do both. First, they pay them off. They'll roll out a UBI, and then they'll kill them off. But they'll also just try to kill off the low-hanging fruit in the meantime. So understand that even as Trump is coming in to his presidency, the problems that Trump is facing in terms of the financial solvency of the United States of America, these are insurmountable problems, no matter how clever Trump is, no matter whether he has a good heart or good ethics. Even Jesus Christ himself could not resolve this, because you can't undo the laws of economics. Even if you work God's miracles, what would you do? Just magically create money from nothing? Well, the Federal Reserve has been doing that for decades, and that's actually the source of the problem. You can't just pay off debts magically, not even divinely. It doesn't work that way. So eventually, Trump is going to have to default on the debt. That's where this is going. And because a lot of pension funds, a lot of investment funds, and family investment houses and so on are deeply invested in treasuries, well, when Trump is forced to default on the debt, those treasuries become either non-payable or converted to some ridiculous long-term payout of pennies on the dollar. And then all the people who bought U.S. dollar debt, they get screwed in the process. So that will anger a lot of people. And it's so much easier for the Western governments, again, to just kill people off before they lose all their money and get mad about it. Seriously. So then the obvious question comes up, how do they kill people off without people realizing they're being killed off? Well, we've already seen chapter one of that. It was called the COVID pandemic. And they convinced people that there was a virus that was spreading and infecting people and making them sick. And they convinced everybody to go to the hospital and get injected with death shots, basically death jabs, that killed off at least 1 million Americans and at least 20 million people around the world, probably a lot more. It also accelerated cancers in a very horrifying way. So we now have turbo cancers sweeping across the population, and that means reduced life expectancy. So as life expectancy is reduced, that means government payouts of Social Security and Medicare and pensions, those also get reduced. So you see, the government doesn't always have to just kill everybody now. They just have to kill people in an accelerated fashion to make sure that those people don't collect on what they're owed. So whether people die right now or just die 10 years earlier than they otherwise would, well, that still achieves the same goal from the point of view of an insolvent government that cares nothing about humanity and wants to keep itself in power. Remember, this is the goal of Western governments, to keep themselves in power no matter what. They don't care about sacrificing human lives. They just want to maintain their power and control. I mean, think about the fact that the CDC was fully aware of the SV40 virus in the polio vaccines decades ago. And they even admitted that up to 98 million Americans were exposed to a cancer-causing simian virus in the polio vaccines. And this drove cancer rates through the roof, and it also created hundreds of billions of dollars in profit for the cancer industry and big pharma. But importantly, from the point of view of governments, it reduced lifespan. So if you understand that the United States of America has for decades sought to achieve depopulation and die-offs of African nations, and that's just straight up history. That's not even debatable. You know, we can talk about the science advisor to President Richard Nixon, for example, who was openly talking about putting infertility chemicals in food that's exported from the United States to Africa, and how that was written up by the New York Times. I think that article was 1971. I've covered it on Natural News. And we can also look at tactics like the self-replicating vaccines that were studied by the apartheid regime in South Africa in the 1990s. And now we realize that all of those technologies, self-replicating vaccines or chemicals in the food supply that were designed to reduce African populations, those weapons have now been turned inward against the American people. So yes, they put chemicals in the food supply. They put chemicals in the air. They put chemicals in the water to dumb you down and keep you stupid. What do you think fluoride is all about? What do you think chemtrails are all about? What do you think pesticides are all about? Organophosphate pesticides. They interfere with normal brain function. Why do you think they're doing that? Because they want to dumb people down and accelerate their deaths and make people gullible to plandemics or plandemic propaganda. And guess what's coming up next? Bird flu, which I call bird foo, just to mock it because it's so incredibly stupid. But they're going to roll out the bird foo pandemic, And I say that because you have to be a fool to believe it. And they're gearing this up. It's pretty obvious. They're going to claim that everybody's getting sick from bird foo. But actually, they're going to drop some contact poisons all over the place or fog people with aerosols. And they're going to make sure that people are getting sick. And then the media will cause a great panic and scare everybody to go into the hospitals. And then at the hospitals, they'll be put on ventilators and, you know, homicided at the hospital. And then they'll start saying, well, look how many people are dying from the bird foo. And in reality, of course, they're just going to be pushing bird foo jabs and vaccines, which will accelerate depopulation, which will keep the government solvent a little bit longer. See, this is not difficult to figure out. This is the pattern. This is how it works. The easiest way to understand this is to realize that every government is a criminal cartel that openly commits crimes and yet gives itself legal immunity for committing those crimes. For example, every government commits the crime of financial fraud and theft by stealing money from people. They call it taxation. Well, if you run around and just steal money from people, well, that's a felony. You get prosecuted, you go to jail. But if you're the government and you run around taking people's money, seizing people's bank accounts, looting their paychecks, if you do all those things as government, well, you are granted total legal immunity. And if you're the government, you can break down people's doors, you can seize their assets, you can accuse people of committing crimes, you can spy on people and illegally surveil people, and you can say you're doing it for national security, or you're doing it as part of an investigation, and you can't reveal any details of the investigation because, well, that's a secret. That's a national security issue, so we can't tell you why we have to spy on you. See, government gives itself the right to act as a criminal cartel. And as a criminal cartel, what is its number one goal? Self-preservation. Make sure that it continues to exist. And then its secondary goal is to expand its power. And how does government expand its power? By creating crises. Every crisis is an opportunity for government to expand its power. And if you don't think government is a criminal racket, ask yourself how much you pay for property tax. Because it used to be, let's say in the old days in Chicago, if you had a local restaurant or a shop in Chicago and the mafia would come around and they would say, hey, you better pay us something for protection, you know. If you don't pay us for protection, sure would be a sad thing if something bad happened to your restaurant, like, you know, if there were a fire or something, if it burned down. Well, I guess that's not really a Chicago accent, sorry. But you get the idea. Well, government does the same thing. They say, well, you got to pay us a protection fee. It's called property tax. And if you don't pay us a protection fee, well, sure would be a shame if sheriff's deputies came and raided your property and took it from you. Yeah, it's a mafia operation. And every government uses law enforcement as the enforcers of the government's mafioso culture. And I'm not saying that law enforcement is bad, by the way. We need local police because there are criminal elements in society. Obviously, there are murderers and rapists and arsonists and thieves and whatever. And we need police or society would be incredibly chaotic. But sadly, a lot of police are turned into enforcers for the state crime cartel, such as cops that run around looking for people who have like expired license plate tags and things like that. Well, what is that? That's financial enforcement. That's just a money issue. It's a revenue generator, typically for the county. And it must suck to be a law enforcement officer and to be sent on a task to basically just collect revenue for the county. You're just a cash looting machine, scouring the roadways to find people, you know, for expired tags or rolling through a stop sign when nobody else was around and things like that. You know, that's sort of the dark side of law enforcement when the state wants cops and sheriffs to run around collecting revenue. But overall, we do need cops. I'm not anti-cop, but I am anti-tyranny. And property taxes in particular should be completely eliminated. if you work and you pay tax and you save money and then you buy a piece of property with it and you own that piece of property free and clear, why should you continue to have to pay rent to the local county under the threat of coercion of men with guns coming and seizing your property? You already bought the property. It should be yours free and clear. You shouldn't have to keep paying rent on it. Property tax is a criminal scam. But that's just one example showing you how governments, almost by definition, governments care nothing about the people. They only care about their own survival and the expansion of their own power. And if it's necessary for them to kill off millions of people, or even collectively billions of people, in order to maintain their own power, they have no qualms about that. There's no hesitation. That's just something that they're willing to do. Remember when Madeleine Albright was asked by a journalist, this was many years ago, about the war on Iraq? And I believe she was asked about the killing of perhaps 500,000 civilians, including hundreds of thousands of children. And she was asked, was it worth it in order for the United States to maintain its power in the Middle East? Was it worth it, the mass killing of 500,000 civilians? And she said, yes, it was worth it. I mean, she admitted that to a journalist, mainstream media journalist. They're not hiding it. They will tell you from time to time that they do not value human life at all. What they value is their own power, staying in power, expanding their power. And if their own organizational survival demands the mass killing of millions or billions of people, again, there's nothing morally that stops them from pursuing that. There's nothing in the way. They have no moral guidelines. They have no values. They do not believe in God. They don't believe they're going to be judged by God. They are selfish, sinister, small-minded authoritarians, and they will maim or kill any number of people if it's necessary for them to protect and expand their own power. That's simply how they operate. So what's the practical upshot of all of this? Well, very simple. And don't take this all as doom and gloom, because it turns out it's actually pretty easy to not be killed off by the government. You know why? Because the methods that they'll use involve convincing people to kill themselves. And that's only going to work on the gullible. You know, the people dumb enough to still take jabs and wear masks and lock themselves down and believe government authorities and whatever. And that's not you. So you, by listening to this, you're proving you're in the category of being hard to kill. And all you have to do is, when they roll out the next thing, whatever that is, I think bird foo is going to be one example. When they roll that out, is simply don't fall for it. Don't be suckered into the panic. Don't rush out to get jabbed. Don't show up at the hospital with bird foo symptoms and ask to be treated, because, yeah, they're just going to put you on a ventilator and kill you and collect $500,000 as reward money. That's what they did during COVID. So you just have to say no to it and just be wise enough to recognize what they're doing. Now, if they don't kill enough people off with the bird flu jabs, then maybe they'll try mass famine. Maybe they'll try a grid down scenario. And yes, that's going to kill off a lot more people, mostly people who are not prepared, which is a pretty big chunk of people in the United States and elsewhere around the world. Most people are not prepared at all. But you listening to this, you're probably pretty well prepared. You probably have extra food, extra supplies, the ability to live off-grid for some period of time. Emergency backup medicine, emergency communications, emergency cash or forms of value for barter, maybe gold and silver, maybe ammo. You have the ability to engage in self-defense, even if your local government collapses, etc. So just being a prepper makes you even harder to kill. And just having food supplies, etc. But also not being in the cities is really critical for all of that. You have to get out of the cities, I believe, because you're going to be overrun in the cities by people who are not prepared, or people who are themselves totally panicked and freaked out and jabbed up and probably shedding all over you, and they're starving, and they're going to do anything to try to get your food supplies. So it's a good idea to not be around a bunch of those people if that kind of scenario ever occurs. So the people who are going to survive this global culling effort are the people who are, number one, aware of what's going on, skeptical thinkers, they're not gullible, and number two, people who are well-prepared, and people who don't take the jabs, and who know how to protect themselves from other people who did take the jabs and who are shedding bioweapons all over the place. So what's the answer to that? Well, I believe that answer is found in nutrition. And we've learned over the last several years about the power of nicotine to protect your cells from spike protein. We've learned about the power of anthocyanins, the power of quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, all kinds of things like that. And ivermectin. If you don't have a backup supply of ivermectin for your pets, then I don't know what you're thinking. And by the way, if you go to rangerdeals.com, there you can find ivermectin for your pets. It's conveniently labeled for pet use, and it's packaged in 12 milligram tablets for your pets. But I'll just put a disclaimer on it and say that for a pet, that's a very high dosage. And so you would typically want to break that up into much smaller amounts, or crumble it up and weigh it out, or what have you. I mean, do your research. It's your responsibility to learn the proper dosage for your dog, let's say. But you can get it over the counter. You can buy it online right now. RangerDeals.com. We don't sell it, but we link to a seller that does sell it. And you can use the discount code there, which is Ranger, to save 10%. And so get yourself a supply of ivermectin for your pet. Get yourself a supply of chlorine dioxide, which kills all the viruses and whatever they are. You know, it denatures algae, mold, fungi, bacteria, all the germs, basically. Chlorine dioxide, you can get that at rangerdeals.com. And by the way, we don't even earn anything off of that. What that company does, the Safrax company, is they donate to our church some amount of chlorine dioxide. We get cases of it, and then we donate that out to the local community. In fact, in my next church service, we are donating out chlorine dioxide to the congregation because I do reverse tithing in my church. And that's why it's also a small church. We don't have a big congregation. We don't want a big congregation. We just have a small group of people that I personally know that show up, and then I give them things that they help distribute to the community. And so that's the way I like to roll with a church. But anyway, the bottom line is, you can be prepared. You can survive all this. Even if the globalists kill 7 billion people, let's say they kill 7 billion people. Well, that means a billion survived. And it means they killed, what, less than 90%, whatever 7/8 is, it was like 87% or whatever it is. They killed that many people. But, I mean, look around. Out of 100 people you know, aren't you probably the most informed and the best prepared? Or at least you're in the top 5%, no doubt about it, if you're listening to this. So you're already in the top 5% of those most likely to survive, those most likely to be awake, aware, alive, prepared. You're going to be fine. Just continue with preparedness, continue to think critically, continue to be informed, and they're not going to be able to kill you very easily. Except by, you know, chance or something like that. I don't know, if they drop a nuke on your city, well, yeah, none of us can really survive that. Or if they, you know, take us all out in some kind of a, you know, asteroid attack or something, who knows. But for the simple things that they're going to try to do to most people, like, hey, show up at the hospital and take this death jab, and, you know, 50% of the population is going to say, yes, we believe in death jabs. Well, all you have to do is say no. It's super easy. Just say no. Like, I'm not going to consent to your suicide. So don't fret about it. Just say no. And get on with your life. Get on with surviving. Get on with raising healthy children or healthy grandchildren or whatever it is that's your mission. Get on with it. And, you know, you can try to help people who are uninformed, but it's probably too late. They're probably, their brains are too fried from the jabs already and the fluoride. So just do the best you can and stay informed and keep listening to my podcasts and interviews, and you will be informed. And if you want backup comms, don't forget about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. You know, hey, backup satellite communications can be very, very helpful when the power grid goes down, and they also have solar generators and things like that. So check them out. Hey, just be prepared and be informed, and don't live in fear. You can make it through, even if they kill 7 billion people. I'm not even sure they'll succeed in that. I think they'll only kill maybe 2 billion. 1 to 2 billion is my current estimate. You're going to be fine. You'll survive that. We all will. I mean, those of us listening to this, right? So don't sweat it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com for articles published now 4 times a day. Check it out, NaturalNews.com. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, RangerDeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared. Be prepared for pandemics. Be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets. Discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. And it goes to a third-party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here. But they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got 3 different sources of gold and silver here on RangerDeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on RangerDeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at RangerDeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.